The Utah Jazz take a commanding 3-1 lead in the first-round series with the Memphis Grizzlies in a very clutch performance. Late big threes by Mike Conley. Jordan Clarkson came back to life, and the Jazz show really all of their strengths in this one. And Ron Boone is along with me to talk about it. It's Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by our good friends over at Biograss. That's the big yellow bag. Make your yard look like the best in the neighborhood with the bag of mulch that's the best on the market. It's the big yellow bag. Visit bigyellowbag.com, promo code LOCKED, and you get $40 off the big yellow bag. All right, Ron Boone, what jumped out to you on this one?
Well, again, just the way the Jazz were able to hold the Memphis Grizzlies off. I mean, the Jazz didn't lose a quarter until the fourth quarter. I mean, they won all three quarters here tonight. The field goal percentage was good. Three-point shooting was good. I mean, everything was just filling the place. But I thought the runs that Memphis had, the Jazz was able to hold them off and then make an answer themselves.
The Memphis is not going away. And the perspective probably from some fans is it's heart-wrenching, right? But maybe the perspective should be, wow, that's crazy impressive by Utah that they're able to keep withstanding that and still taking control. The Jazz, since Donovan's come back, have actually led for basically 130 of the 144 minutes in this series. This has actually not been that close.
It hasn't been, but the games have been exciting, I think. And so if you don't look at those numbers there, and then you think about the way the game was played and you're looking back, oh, does Memphis have a chance or, you know, that type of thing. It's just made it exciting. But those are very impressive numbers there, 144 minutes. 130 minutes of the 144. I mean, that's just show a little veteran team that knows how to win games.
The Jazz burst out for 41 third quarter points. That's really where they took control of this game, and then they just held the Grizzlies off the rest of the way, made enough plays. They actually did not make a two-point shot in the fourth quarter of this game. Ron, what happened in that third quarter?
Well, it's amazing. Clarkson gets hot, and Clarkson knocks down threes, and most of the times, and I'd say 90% of the time, when Clarkson goes on a run and in a quarter, the Jazz are going to end up winning that quarter. And I thought that happened in that third quarter. 141 points is a lot of points, and especially during the playoffs. But that explosion, and the Jazz continued to and Donovan at that time was very upset because he was saying push the ball. He wanted to play a little faster, and that helps Clarkson when you do that.
Have either of these teams figured anything out about each other, or is it really just at this point the better team is winning games?
I think the better team is winning. I mean, there's not much to figure out anymore. These coaches, they know each other very well. I mean, there's so much film work now. There's no surprises. I mean, you can if you make an adjustment, how long does the adjustment last before they found a way to counter that? That's the nature of playoff basketball. But you know, you're looking at two great coaches that really understand how to get the most out of their players.
Jazz win it 120 to 113. Donovan had 30 again tonight. He really spurred them on. But Mike Conley's plays late were every reason why you have Mike Conley.
Boy, those three-pointers that he made in that fourth quarter was huge. The Grizz had cut it to three. And I think Conley took the Jazz back up to six, and then the next three, I can't remember where the numbers were, but both of those three was just flat out huge. It helped the Jazz to victory.
All right, let's get to your comments and questions. A bunch of other little things in this ballgame. Royce O'Neal with 9 rebounds led the team in rebounds tonight. Donovan had 8 assists. I think we're now 15-2 in games where Donovan has over 7 assists. Royce hit a bunch of big threes. Royce has really been terrific in this series. He'll be the unsung hero of this series if it continues the way it's going. He has been terrific, made big shots, been great defensively. He guarded Morant for much more of the night than he had in some of the games past, trying to relieve some of that burden on Mike Conley. There were a bunch of little twists and turns, like they went to Jaren Jackson as a center when Gobert was on the floor to try to get him to stretch the floor and shoot threes and not have Valanciunas match his minutes along the way. So there were a bunch of little kind of matchup things. DeAnthony Melton got hot late for them. So there were a lot. Morant did not check out of the game again, and we're playing a travel in a game. Mm-hmm. He at some point fatigues here. Yeah. And we'll see. You know, Memphis has played a lot. I asked you during the game, whether Memphis was going to mentally break at any point, considering the amount of kind of must-win games they've been playing, right? There, it started in the play-in series, and then, you know, we talked about the value of the number one seed was you got a team that already played twice. We didn't feel it right away because they actually came in with momentum and we came in flat. We might have felt it in the third quarter tonight that they finally wore down a little bit from everything they've been through.
Yeah, once you start, they start putting this big effort. I mean, playing so hard, and they get back in the ball game, and that slippery wall just starts to slip the other way. Then you start to feel like, you know, we just can't beat this team. And then the fact you just mentioned that Morant didn't check out. I mean, he's a very good basketball player, but how much stamina does a player like that have when you're playing at that high level all the time? And he may have broken down there as well. He only had a couple of free throws there in the fourth quarter.
43 minutes again. Mm-hmm. For him. All right, let's go to Del Toledo. I love that Mitchell trusted Gobert there at the end by passing it to him. Then he steps the line and hits both free throws. I think Rudy is – Del Toledo's getting a great point. That's the guy I, like, ridiculed earlier in this series. Now you're telling him great point.
It is a great point because I like the way Rudy now is starting to attack the basket. I mean, he's not going in lightly. I mean, he's really trying to dunk the basketball because he's either going to score or get to the free throw line. And a player that's afraid of shooting free throws will take the easy way out. And so Rudy's going very strong to the basket.
Really good point. And I think he's now 10 of 12 on clutch free throws this year. All right, let's go. That steal and three by Conley was huge. Exactly why you get him finished this Wednesday. Go get him. That round ball robbery from Mike Conley in the middle of the lane on Ja Morant was the defensive play of the game. That was absolutely mammoth. Chase. Jordan Clarkson was huge. He did, you know, there's nothing about Jordan that one performance leads to the next or one shot leads to the next. It's the beauty of Jordan. And he came in ice cold and he missed his first one wide left. And you're like, oh no. And then he found a rhythm somewhere in the night.
You can expect something good out of Jordan Clarkson, if it's only two possessions. But when he goes on a run like that, you know, the Jazz usually have a very good quarter.
Jack says on Facebook, remember when we were all worried about Royce and his shooting in the second half of the season? He is having a great series. He is. I don't know his shooting numbers off the top of my head. And there's no way in the dark we're going to be able to tell you what he shot tonight unless they change our screen. Good luck, Ron. Ron's
he was 3 for 5 from the 3-point.
3 for 5 from three. Yeah. How are your eyes at 61 years old? Are that good? I have no idea.
61. I'll take
61.
That.
Let's go back. Another one from Facebook. Great win. We will need more from Ingles. I thought Joe was better tonight. He was really out of sorts the other night. Watching the game over again was kind of stunning, honestly, on just the amount of plays he kind of just tapped out of. But I thought he was more engaged and involved tonight and made some plays and was the third ball handler and it had an impact on the game.
Yeah, when he doesn't have to be that premier ball handler, it kind of affects him a little bit sometimes, but I don't know. It's just not one of those series where he's going to play well against, I think.
Mike Conley, not spelled that way, is become the Memphis villain. Kind of like that concept. That's been a fun storyline. They stop Ja from going to his left. Nice steal by Royce on one possession. I mean, if you have tendencies and you're playing a playoff series, the other team does begin to figure them out.
Yeah. That's what we meant earlier about coaches and players. They realize the strength of individual players. There's so much film work and coaches talking to you about take this away or, okay, Valanciunas is going to bump you twice and then he's going to shoot a little hook shot. Those type of things you start to expect and you start to defend players better. I mean, there's so many things to come into play.
This is an interesting comment. How good was Mike in the last 5 minutes? He didn't panic. He led the team to the win from Matt. You know, I was listening to Mike Conley on a podcast with JJ Redick. Mm-hmm. They did a long time ago and I, you know, just part of playoff prep. And they were both talking about how when you're young and you're in the playoffs, you think it's going to just always happen. Right. You know, Memphis was an 8 seed. They beat San Antonio. We got all the guys. We're just going to always get this. Mike is playing this playoff series with a perspective that nobody else in this roster understands. And that is that you can suddenly not make the playoffs. Like Donovan and Rudy just think they're going to be in the playoffs forever and have a chance for the title every year. And Mike Conley knows that it it is fleeting, and he is playing as though he knows that.
Yeah, he knows what it's like to not be in the playoffs, right?
Or how hard it is.
How hard it is.
You know, he was talking back about that when they were up 2-1 on the Warriors, and then he gets hit in the face and has the orbital this and that, and they're wondering, you know, he says, guys, I got all these moments I wonder about. But when they happened, you were like, okay, well, I'll get him next time.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, next time's gone. And he's got a little bit of a different perspective in this series because of that. All right, let me run through some of the questions and see. Oh, well, here's the most important question of the night. Who am I getting to do the cover quote for my new book, The Thing About the Eurofoul? The one and only – it's a new book. We announced it today on the air. A new book coming out. It'll be available on Amazon. And it's the one – thing about the Eurofoul. Like, you've seen those books, like 100 Things to Be a Jazz Fan. Jody wrote a book. Like, this is the one thing about the Eurofoul. Ron is writing the foreword. It's going to be brief, and it's going to be like, why do I have to hear about this beeping thing again? And then it'll be the one thing. So it'll be like a one-page book, but it'll be out shortly.
Get your autograph copy.
That's right. And we'll do a signing party, and then we'll have more autographs on it than actually books. All right, Jazz win it. A lot of fun, 120-113. Thanks for tuning in. We'll do Lockdown Jazz for you tomorrow. We'll do a rewatch and have that for you as well. All the usual stuff. Thanks for tuning in. He's Ron Boone. I'm David Locke. Have a great one.